You're tuned in to the Grace Curley Show podcast. Listen to Grace live daily before Howie's show. For station and time, go to gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Thank you for tuning in for the last hour of the Grace Curley Show. Huge shout out one more time to WFEA for joining the show today for the first time. We're excited to have you guys on this ride with us, and I think you'll enjoy it. Now, the phone lines are already lighting up. People do want to talk about Dr. Fauci. And here's what I find amazing, and I'm partially to blame here. It's not that he keeps sharing his opinions, because at this point, I think it's obvious he's a narcissist. How could you not be? You know, Brad Pitt plays you on SNL. You're throwing out the first pitch of the season, even though no one's allowed to go to a baseball game. And they actually have a holiday named after you. St. Fauci Day, or whatever it's called. If you had any chance of becoming a narcissist, this entire thing would do it. It's not that part of it that amazes me. This guy will tell you his opinion on absolutely everything. He's the guy at the cocktail party who thinks he's the smartest in the room. What amazes me is that the media keeps giving him airtime and keeps writing up headlines. For example, Fauci claims credit for COVID vaccines. Best decision I've ever made. Fauci says MLB fan restrictions could relax in late spring. Dr. Fauci warns parents about children playing together without masks. And the whole time I'm thinking, it's like Simon Says. I just hear Dr. Fauci says, and I don't care. I don't care. If anything, I think, okay, whatever is the opposite of what he's saying is probably right. It's the George Costanza theory. He's been wrong on absolutely everything. So maybe I'll just do the opposite. And the difference here is I don't have kids. And I think that if I were a kid right now, I know that my parents would be saying to me, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Like if I were outside playing, they'd say, go out and play. Don't worry about the mask thing. Because that's how my parents are right now. But in my neighborhood, I see these kids and they all have the masks on while they're on their scooters or they're playing street hockey. And I feel so bad for them because I have to guess that the parents are saying, don't forget your mask. Where were you? You going outside? You going outside to play with other kids? Don't forget your mask. Dr. Fauci says, if you wear your mask, we might be able to have summer camps this summer. And for those kids, I worry about them and their future because I think they're going to be nervous wrecks. So I wanted to throw it out there to parents or to anyone and just say, are you following this stuff? Are you following the guidelines? Are you scared or are you just being realistic at this point and trying to get through this for another month or two, however long it's going to last? I do see you guys on the phone lines, and I think it's time we throw it out to you. Let's start with Evelyn. Evelyn, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Evelyn.
Hi. Yes, I have four kids, and they're 9 and younger. Last week, this actually was a topic of discussion, and, you know, they asked, like, well, you know, at this point, they're smart enough to know kids aren't affected by it. You know, they're not dying from it. And their friends, though, say otherwise. And that's all they talk about is still this fear. And I know it's coming from the parents. You know, I am very liberal with it as far as the restrictions. I let them play with their friends. If they're outside, I don't make them wear their masks when they're biking to the park. You know, I'm pretty much over it. I explain to them their risk of getting it is low, and the potential of dying from it is extremely low. Same as the flu. I'm just trying to ease their fear because it's traumatizing and it can have lasting effects.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Evelyn. We have no idea the damage this is going to do to kids, especially kids who don't have parents who are being liberal about these restrictions. If you have a parent at home who really believes this and then is regurgitating what they see on CNN or what they hear on MSNBC to these children, I can't imagine how scared I would be. I was an anxious kid to begin with. If my mom was walking around telling me there's this invisible disease if I don't wear my mask while I'm scootering outside, I would say, Mom, not worth the risk. I'm going to stay in. I'll stay in as long as it takes. Kids are really, really vulnerable. And they're, and you know what, Evelyn, and I'd be curious what you think about this. It's got to play a factor, too, that right now with social media and with phones and with technology, kids are already kind of at risk for a lot of damage mentally because all they're doing all day without this virus is kind of staring at their phones and getting in their own heads. And then you couple that with the fact that now they can't do anything and it's got to be pretty bad.
Yes, it is. And I had to go to the point where, you know, I couldn't have them do the remote learning. And I pulled them out of school and I'm homeschooling them because I didn't want this brainwashing, you know, and yes, in a sense, I had to seclude them from their friends. But, you know, I get to pick and choose what they're hearing and what they're learning about. I agree. It's they hear it all day. It's talked about at school. It's talked about when they're at home. I put them in a bubble basically to get through this next year. So,
and you said there's Evelyn. You have four kids.
Yes, I have four.
Well, that's and, I'm one of four. So, it's good that they have siblings.
Yes. Right. Well, and I keep bringing up the example of, you know, I have a young baby and he hasn't worn a mask this whole time, and I've brought him out to the grocery store. And has he gotten sick once? No. And so, you know, I'm trying to remind them of examples of, you know what, they're going to be okay.
Right.
But yeah.
Thank you for the call, Evelyn. I appreciate it. Please call back 844-500-4242. See, I think having siblings, we always call them in my house built-in friends. That definitely helps matters. Because at least you have, in Evelyn's case, her kids have three friends who are not insane. You know, who aren't walking around like the sky is falling. Dana, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dana.
Hi, I live in New Hampshire, I'm not from Massachusetts, but I have a son in the fourth grade and a daughter in the third grade, and I don't make them wear the mask or do any of that. I actually stopped wearing the mask myself when I go to the stores in New Hampshire, and I have them take it off. We're literally the only people in the store. But I've taken this whole thing as an opportunity to teach my children how important critical thinking is, mm-hmm. and how the government and the media do not have their interests and pretty much lie 24/7. So, you know, I want them to grow up to be, you know, capable of critical thinking, not like these unthinking, mindless zombies that other people are raising.
Yeah. And Dana, I always think about that now because I put my mask on in Massachusetts. You have to get into a store. But I do kind of think to myself sometimes, at what point do people have to just say, I'm not going to wear it anymore? Like, are we all going to rely on our governor, Charlie Baker, to tell us that we can take it off? Or does it, at a certain point, do we just have to say, you know what, screw it, I'm going to take my mask off myself and go into this store? And I think that that's part of it. And another thing I want to say about critical thinking, I saw this great cartoon today, and it made me think of all these liberals, because when you think about it, all these liberals do, or at least what they did when Trump was in office, was talk about how bad the government is and how, you know, the government's trying to take over and Trump's a dictator and an authoritarian and we need to make sure that balance of powers, constitutional crisis, we can't let him, you know, have all this control. It goes on and on and on. But think about all their gut instincts. Take away your guns, mandate you to have a vaccine passport for COVID, for your vaccine. and just keep giving the government more and more control. Like Dana said, if you're a little kid and you think about that, that doesn't make sense. The government is evil and bad, and yet let's give them all the power and all the guns and do exactly as they tell us. Just a thought. Guys, I want to continue going with this because now Fauci is saying that if we're good, you've heard this line before, but if we're good and if we do everything right, maybe there can be summer camps. And you know there are parents out there, especially moms, who probably have fallen behind in work. A lot of women are falling behind in their careers because of this. They're going absolutely crazy. And then they find out for a second summer that there might not be summer camps. People are going to start losing it. You don't want to mess with people, Americans in general, but especially moms. I would not want to deal with the wrath of those mothers as they find out, oh no, now your kid's got to stay home for another summer. So I want to keep taking calls on this. I like hearing from the parents. If you want to weigh in, 844-500-4242. By the way, guys, it's true what they say at Perfect Smiles. Change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. And this can go on for years. You know, you have that one friend and they always kind of smile with their mouth closed. A lot of times it's because people are self-conscious and they're afraid that their smile isn't up to snuff. But you don't have to wait anymore because it really is amazing at Perfect Smiles what they can do. And if you don't have to take my word for it. Go to perfectsmiles.com and watch their testimonial videos. There are incredible transformations. And not just that, the end result is amazing, but also the process is so nice. Dr. Houghton is an artist. His entire staff is lovely. And this is just an added bonus. It's located in Nashua, New Hampshire, and parking is free. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. 844-500-4242. Are you following the rules or have you officially had enough? I like that we got a caller from New Hampshire because they're a little bit ahead of us there. So maybe that's something we can all look forward to is taking off the masks in the near future. 844-500-4242. I'll be back on the other side. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. We will get to your calls about Dr. Fauci. Get it off your chest. Are you annoyed? Are you listening to him? Is he your savior? Is he your worst nightmare? We want to know, are you following these guidelines or are you following the science? But first, before we get to that, 844-500-4242, I got to throw it over to Jared for the poll question. And today it is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared Diglio, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will you carry a vaccine passport?
This is a new thing that I believe is starting, like all great things. It's starting in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that, like, if you want to go to Madison Square Garden or, you know, a big event, you just show this. It's like an app on your phone and you just show it. And it's the modern day papers, please. And then you're let in. You show it. You say, I've been vaccinated. They say, okay, you can come inside. I'm going to say no. I don't like this at all. And you know what, Jared? I know I lost my story here in this giant stack of stuff I have. But I should add that to have this, they ask for a lot of other information besides are you vaccinated?
Yeah, it's data mining on you, essentially.
Yeah, they need your name and where you're from and you
everything that violates HIPAA. Just give them all of it.
All right there on your iPhone.
And then we can add it to your social credit score that you get paid in Bitcoin. This is all... All right, I'm going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
75% say no, they will not carry a vaccine passport.
It's just... And I know I say slippery slope a lot, but this isn't even a slippery slope. This is the bottom of the slope. We're here. We are here. You're going to have something on your phone that shows people that you got vaccinated or else they're not going to let you in. And people knew this was going to happen. I mean, this is where it's been heading for quite some time. But yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I do want to play a little bit more sound here. Let's hear what Dr. Fauci had to say about kids, maybe it's conceivable that kids might be able to go to summer camps. Cut 13.
Mean, can they send their kids to summer camp? Can they allow them to play again on playgrounds?
You know, it is conceivable that that will be possible, Margaret, because what we're seeing is, you know, as you just mentioned on the piece, we now have 3 to 3.5 million vaccinations each day.
When did we get to the point where someone who we did not even elect is telling us whether or not we can hug our grandmas or our parents, or whether or not our kids can go outside and play, or whether or not we can have weddings? When did we get here? Who made Dr. Fauci the boss?
The media.
When did we take a vote on this?
The media made this man the COVID king. And if that is not an indication that you can't trust them, I don't know what is.
Yeah, you can often tell who you should trust based off how much praise they get from, I don't know, maybe like Brian Stelter. Brian Stelter, he has a real bad judge of character. A perfect example would be he thought Michael Avenatti was going to be our next president. Okay? So if he thinks someone's great, it's almost a sure thing that you can go, I'm going to take that with a grain of salt. I'm going to be a little bit critical about this. Now, let's also play Dr. Fauci. He's not done. Sunday he's got to lay out all of the damage that he's about to do for the next week. So he also had to comment on the degree of flexibility in the summer months. This is cut 14.
And the level in the community gets below that plateau that's worrying me and my colleagues in public health. It is conceivable that you'll have a good degree of flexibility during the summer, even with the children, with things like camps. We don't know that for sure, but I think that's an aspirational goal that we should go for.
Aspirational? You know what I consider aspirational is just everything opening up. I think Texas is aspirational. I think Florida is aspirational. I think what he's suggesting is just basic common sense at this point. Let's play that cut again because I want to have you stop it, Jared, at a certain point.
And the level in the community gets below that plateau that's worrying me and my colleagues in public health.
It's not worrying you. It's not worrying you. When this thing's over... That's what's going to be worrying to Dr. Fauci. CNN's not going to need him anymore. MSNBC's not going to be calling Face the Nation. Who's going to want Dr. Fauci on the TV once this thing ends? You think he's worried about this thing? The only thing he's worried about is not getting his 15 minutes, which should have been up 30 minutes ago. I mean, this guy has gotten famous from this thing. I'll never forget somebody wrote, just keep in mind, and if I ever say somebody wrote, it means I saw it on Twitter, but somebody wrote, just keep in mind, while plenty of us have had the worst year of our life in 2020, it was the best year for certain people. You know what nice people it was the best year for? Andrew Cuomo, Dr. Fauci, a lot of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. A lot of these people, a lot of these Democrats had pretty good 2020s. All right, guys, when we get back, we're going to lighten it up with a little bit of producer's picks. Don't go anywhere.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining me. We've covered a lot today: the border crisis, vaccine passports, just so much to get to. Danny Boy, which apparently is Andrew Cuomo's favorite song. And now it is time for your favorite part of the show. It's time for Producer's Picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day. Producer's Picks.
Every day we wait for Jared Diglio to tell us the stories that are on his mind. Jared, take it away.
All right. Well, I do want to start off recognizing March 12th, which is National Vietnam War Veterans Day.
Oh.
So everybody who knew somebody or anybody who served, thank you for your service.
Welcome
obviously.
Home.
Obviously, welcome home. If you see a homeless veteran on the street, help him out. Maybe give him a hotel, Mr. President. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. But yes, so March 29th, 2012, and one of few good things he did, President Obama proclaimed that as Vietnam Veterans Day, which calls upon all Americans to observe this day with appropriate programs, ceremonies, and activities that commemorate the 50-year anniversary of the Vietnam War. Obviously, that was in 2012.
Well, thank you to everyone who served, and we appreciate it. And you are the reason we have our freedom, always. So thank you.
Yes, and actually in March 28th, 2017, President Trump signed the Vietnam War Veterans Recognition Act of 2017, which officially recognized today as the National Vietnam War Veterans Day. And on these days, the U.S. flag should be displayed. So thank you to our Vietnam vets.
I second that.
So I teased this a little bit on Friday. White-tailed deer test positive for COVID-19 in lab studies. Oh, no.
How did they know to start testing them for this?
Well, why wouldn't you test white-tailed deer in the woods? Come on, Grace.
Where does all this money come from?
National public health is at stake. Apparently, early data shows that the white-tailed deer can catch the virus from humans and spread it to each other through fluids. So I know hunting season picks up. So just if you're going to go hunting for some white-tailed deer in the woods, let's wear a mask, people.
Okay.
It never stops.
Yeah, I just don't understand why I didn't get that in the beginning either when they would test animals and be like, oh, actually a dog does have it. Like, save the test for the people.
Right, the hippos or the something at the lions at the New York Zoo? Oh, no, it was the giraffes. I'm sorry, I think it was the giraffes who tested positive for COVID.
I wonder if they're mad that Chris Cuomo got tested before them. We needed those tests. Rawr.
So, you remember the plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer several months ago?
Yes.
This is from the Detroit News. A judge has tossed terrorism threat charge against the three people who were accused in the Whitmer plot. Now, they're not completely absolved of responsibility for the plot or for the unlawful entry or whatever the deal was, but the judge said that this did not rise to the level of terrorism because there was... For terrorism, quote, there has to be some form of intent here to incite mayhem, unquote, which there was not. So they will not be charged as terrorists for this plot.
I'm more curious what's happening with Whitmer in regards to the nursing homes, because she doesn't have her record on this is about as shady as Governor Cuomo's. Not as well known yet, but I'm patiently waiting for more stories to come out about that.
Yeah, there's going to be crickets about that unless Governor Whitmer asked somebody to sing "Oh Danny Boy," then maybe we'll find out about some of those transgressions.
What would her song be? I don't think it would be Danny Boy.
She's not like a Cotton Eye Joe type of person.
Yeah,
maybe, you know?
That might work. Actually, speaking of music, can I just throw this in to producer's pick? I last night watched a fabulous movie.
I disagree. I saw this on social media, but continue.
I watched Grease, the one with John Travolta, and I just have to say, I know John Travolta can be a controversial figure because of Scientology and all that. The man can dance like nobody's business. The movie does not age really well. There's a lot of things that I don't think would be allowed now, but it is such a feel good. I mean, the dancing scenes, I love it. I love all the music. It's Grease Lightning. It's just really fun. It's a fun movie. Sometimes you need that. And I like how when they're racing on Thunder Road, the guy's car, not only does it shoot flames, but a metal knife cuts out of it and starts tearing apart Danny Zuko's car as they're driving. There's a lot of elements where you're like, whoa, what?
Oh, no, that was standard on the 57 Chevy, I believe.
Yeah. It's like
armor piercing.
That guy, Jared, the villain in it, I think they call him Craterface. He is a menace to society. Like the scenes I watched as a little kid, first of all, they're all 50 years old and they're supposed to be high school students. But the scenes I watched that I didn't think twice about, I just considered it like, oh, that's a bully. He was trying to hit people with his car in the middle of the street. That was his idea of like, haha, picking on kids.
I know. He could run for governor in a Democrat city or something.
He'd be a great one. He'd win all sorts of awards.
So I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. It kind of blew up on the social media. Are you familiar with rapper Lil Nas X?
Yeah, he sings, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Yes. Old Town Road, I think 2 or 3 years ago, was a very big hit. Well, he is getting into the sneaker game. I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah, I did. It's something to do. All I kept seeing was Lil Nas, Satan, and
yes.
Swoosh, the Swoosh.
So, okay, so Lil Nas X has a video for his song Montero, and then in parentheses, Call Me By Your Name, where he pole dances in hell and gives Satan a lap dance. So, you know, you got that. But apparently it's a marketing tool to go along with this this video gem.
And they say music is dead.
Yes. He is now slated to produce Satan shoes, which specifically are a limited edition pair of Nike Air Max 97s that contain 60 cc's of red ink in the sole, along with a drop of real human blood.
No.
It's out there.
Well,
and
what's the source here? What are you reading from?
I'm reading on BuzzFeed, so you know they're all over this crap. But no, it's been out there. Nike actually issued a statement, said, look, we don't have any affiliation with this, but apparently these shoes, which contain red ink and a drop of human blood in the sole, are limited to 666 pair that you can buy.
He's really going full out with his devil thing.
He is completely gone full out on the devil thing. And a lot of people, naturally, are kind of a little weirded out by this and not exactly sure what's going on.
I saw that Kristi Noem from South Dakota, she responded to this, the governor. And
yes.
I just have to say, and I said this about Ted Cruz too, stop doing that. Like, stop giving these people a reason to dunk on Republicans. Just let people see what they're doing, and it's foolish enough. But you getting involved is just such a lame look. Like, don't you have other stuff to worry about? Let me dunk on it. Let me go back and forth with Lil Nas. You actually have a real job running a state. You're not like a political commentator.
So you're saying you're not going to wear the Satan shoes with the drop of human blood in them?
No. If anything, I want to try to get myself a pair of Yeezys. That's the only kind of shoe I'd wear.
There you go. So it was a bad week last week for hot mics. I don't know if you, the audience remembers. NHL referee Tim Peel was let go by the league after he was caught on a hot mic saying this on a broadcast between the Detroit Red Wings and the Nashville Predators.
It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a f***ing penalty against Nashville early in the...
Okay, can I ask you a question on that first
year? Yes.
I found out that night, because I showed it to Will. He's a huge Bruins fan, my fiance. And I found out the guy was really close to retiring a few days later. And he kind of had a different take on it than me. Like, some people felt bad for him. And I get that now. But some people felt like it's probably something that's said a lot. He just got caught in a hot mic. But my take was, yeah, but no one's saying you're a bad person. But once you do get caught, it stinks. But there's no coming back from that. Like, your only thing you have is credibility and being able to skate really good in between the players, right?
Yes, and if that is a league-wide problem, it's unfortunate for him that he was a guy that was singled out about it, but at the same time, you're the person who said it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's
they didn't have a choice, right?
There's no defending that. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
But it wasn't even the worst open mic, hot mic moment of the week. This was a Southwest Airlines pilot. I don't know whether they were flying into or they were flying over San Francisco, but he's not a fan of the city by the bay.
21.3 is ready to go. Yeah, this place. Damn liberal. Probably like 8 guns out here somewhere. That's it. Weirdos.
You imagine? So, can you imagine being on that flight and listening? I would be hysterically laughing.
I can only, the cut goes on a little longer stuff to hear, but even the tower says, you know, flight, blah, blah, blah. You got a hot mic open and he just keeps on going. So he's not a fan of those weirdo liberal bleeps in San Francisco.
Hot mics, man. They can,
yikes.
They can destroy people. You gotta be careful. You know what always amazes me too is whenever people have jobs, whether it's in sports or whatever, where they're supposed to, you know, they have to transition between being on air to being off air, they start talking smack so quickly. Like before the camera even cuts away, these guys are saying, oh yeah, and that blah, 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 bleep, bleep, bleep. And I'm thinking, whoa. I would be nervous. Sometimes I'll do a hit with a TV station or whatever. And trust me, I'm not saying anything bad when I get off, but I don't want to hear people hear me talk about my groceries or, you know, what I'm having for dinner that night. I will shut off the Zoom or the Skype or whatever it is. Then I will shut the computer off. Then I will shut the screen down before I start talking about anything personal.
Yes. You gotta do it. I mean, we have the rule here. Every mic is a live mic.
That's you have to have that rule. It's just, it goes without saying. Guys, when we get back on the other side, we'll be talking to Howie Carr. Do not go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
All right, everyone. Due to computer issues last week, Eden Pure will continue the Thunderstorm BOGO sale. This is really exciting news. Allergy season is back, and that's why you need the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. BOGO is back until March 31st at midnight. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows, but that means pollen and dust are going to come in. You're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims, and it definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing." The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug right into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part is, it is well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm. Buy one and get one free for the Thunderstorm. The more you buy, the more you save. There is no limit. Go to EdenPure.com, put in code word Grace BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, code word Grace BOGO. And make sure you guys get on that. But for right now, you know what time it is. It is time for the Howie Carr crossover. Howie, I want to ask you a question before I let everyone know who this segment is brought to you by. Did you hear that Dr. Fauci is taking credit for the vaccine? He's now saying it's the best decision he ever made.
I thought Dr. Birx said that it's all Donald Trump's fault. And
somehow everyone seems to have forgotten that she was there right next to Donald Trump when all these people were allegedly being murdered last year. And wasn't she fired because she wouldn't obey the guidelines that she set down for the rest of us peons?
If that's what you call her going to winterize her second home, then yes, she was not following the guidelines. By the way, Howie, I want to get your take on this, and I haven't been able to play it yet. I know that you're not a fan of taxes, per se, but Pete Buttigieg has a great idea. And
Yes. Oh, I'm ready to roll with this one today, Grace.
I had
a million stories on this one.
Sometimes I see a headline and I go, I think Howie's going to cover that. Let's play cut six.
It's only a temporary thing, Grace. That's what he said. It's only, stop me if you've heard this one before. It's just like those tolls on the Massachusetts Turnpike. They're coming down right after we finish paying off the bonds.
Oh, Howie.
In 1988.
It's like the millionaire's tax, Howie. It's only for millionaires. And then suddenly we all find ourselves becoming millionaires very quickly.
Right.
Let's play this cut, Howie, and I want your reaction. Cut six.
Long-term answer.
What about a mileage-based tax?
So I think that shows a lot of promise. If we believe in that so-called user pays principle, the idea that part of how we pay for roads is you pay based on how much you drive, the gas tax used to be the obvious way to do it. It's not anymore. So a so-called vehicle miles traveled tax or mileage tax, whatever you want to call it, could be a way to do it.
You know what, Howie, strikes me as fascinating about that is that then you have someone like John Kerry who flies private. So I'm going to be paying taxes on driving, but John Kerry's going to be in the air flying on the flying squirrel. Is that how this works?
Right. And so, you know, they're not going to be taxing gas because that's fossil fuel. So because all the cars will be electric and they will be powered by what exactly? Coal? I mean, I know there's not as many coal-fired plants as the electric plants as there used to be, but you also have nuclear is a very big. I thought we didn't like nuclear plants. Can we rely on solar and wind? Let's ask the state of Texas how that worked out for them relying on solar and wind.
Oh, you just gave me a great segue because I want to talk about Texas. But first, I want to let everyone know that today's car crossover is brought to you by McConnell's Irish Whiskey. You'll know when you take your first sip, some things are worth the wait. And when Howie gets back, McConnell's Irish Whiskey will be sponsoring our VIP visits. The first will be Tuesday, May 4th. You can enter for a chance to win a free VIP visit. Just go to HowieCarShow.com, click on the McConnell's Whiskey banner. You get a set of Howie's books, you get a McConnell's Irish Whiskey gift basket, and you get a delicious meal that you do not have to pay for. The cheap bastard is picking up the tab. And right now, Howie, I'm actually going to pick one of our winners. Here we go. Reaching into my little bucket here, full of names. Peter D. has won the Irish McConnell's Whiskey VIP experience. Congratulations to Peter D. And Howie, speaking of Irish, actually, I can't believe I almost didn't mention this. Did you hear about Andrew Cuomo's favorite song?
I did. Very weird.
What do you think?
Very strange. I don't know. My favorite Irish song is How Are Things in Glacamora? There is no Glacamora, and it wasn't even written by an Irish guy, but I still like it. I mean, why would he like Danny Boy? That would be like me saying, When the Moon Hits a Pie, like a Etzamore, that song. Would that be my favorite song? No.
But Howie,
would Danny Boy be his favorite song?
Can we get to the stranger part here? I don't care what your favorite Irish song is. You never asked me to sing it for you. And you never asked any of your other employees to sing it for you.
No.
And Lauren.
No, I'm waiting for the press conference this afternoon, Grace. You haven't mentioned the press conference. Gloria Allred is bringing forth another accuser this afternoon.
Oh, so what does that bring the total to? 9, 10? Where are we at right now?
I don't know. Some sweet girl is asking about me in Glacamora. That's all I know, Grace.
All right, guys. If you want to learn more about what's on Howie's mind, tune into his show coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This has been The Grace Curley Show.